Hello, friend. My topic today is Satan's biggest lie, which will someday impact every person on planet Earth and deceive, if possible, even the very elect. Join me as we investigate this all-important subject. During World War II, the U.S. Navy fired 13,000 rounds of ammunition at the island of Okinawa. They bombed the beaches of Agushi and Shatan so heavily that it caused the enemy to retreat underground and pull back. This could be termed a softening up process so that the U.S. Marines were able to come ashore with little resistance. Likewise, Satan is now spreading his biggest lie through Hollywood movies and media to soften up the resistance of Christians and non-Christians alike, to undermine the truth regarding what really happens when we die as found in the scriptures. We can learn a lot from history as well. The Nazis effectively used propaganda to win the support of millions of Germans in a democracy and later in a dictatorship to facilitate persecution, war, and ultimately genocide. Once in power, Adolf Hitler created a department called Ministry of Public Enlightenment and propaganda to shape German public opinion and behavior. Hollywood is a propaganda mill, and society is learning its theology from the movie theater and has in many ways become its modern church. Remember, by beholding we become changed? We should not be surprised that the devil would promote his insidious lie through the medium of Hollywood to shape the thinking of society. Satan's biggest lie is the belief that fallen sinners like us naturally have immortal souls, which leads to the idea that after death, a person's soul automatically lives on in the afterlife. The dead supposedly aren't really dead, but exist in another realm. But the Holy Scriptures do not agree with this theory and can protect us from this deception. Here's what the Bible says about God in 1 Timothy 6, 15 and 16. He is called the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Did you catch that, friend? God alone has immortality? If God alone has immortality, that means you and I are mortal. And mortal means subject to death. In part 3 of this video series, you will learn more about the resurrection and exactly when we are given immortality. Romans 2 verse 7 gives us more light on this topic. Let's read it together. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Thus we are to seek for immortality. Would it make sense for us to seek for immortality if we already possess it? Obviously not. Let me ask you a question. Why did God send His Son? The answer is found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The reason Jesus died on the cross was to give us everlasting life and immortality. Think about it. The theory that when a person dies, his soul automatically and instantly goes somewhere else actually destroys the need for Jesus, for the cross, for a second coming, and for any resurrection of the dead. The Bible mentions the word soul 1,800 times, and never once does it specifically state that we now have immortal souls. The term immortal soul was very popular in the ancient world. The pagan Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans all taught the immortal soul. The only religious literature from the ancient world that doesn't do this is the Bible. Let me be clear about the devil's plan for you and me in these last days. He is now pulling out all the stops to deceive us on this exact point, and he will even stoop so low as to personate dead people to make us believe that we're really communicating with our loved ones, which opens the door to even more deceptions. In Revelation 12:9, we see a glimpse of Satan's ability to deceive. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And this also applies to ministers who mistakenly teach the immortal soul theory. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Friend, we are no match for supernatural manifestations the devil will use. Our only safety is to put our complete faith and trust in the Scriptures, which is our shield. If you appreciate this video and want to stick with the Bible, and you reject the false immortal soul teaching, I encourage you to write, "I reject the immortal soul theory," in the comments below this video. If you want to learn more about this topic, White Horse Media has two little books called Solving the Mystery of Death and Perils of Talking to the Dead. The links to those books are in the description under this video. We also hope you'll share this video far and wide. God bless you, friend. Until next time.